Local health officials here in Washington, D.C. have warned that thousands of children under six and pregnant women should not drink their tap water. The warning covers people whose homes get their water supply through old lead pipes. It was announced after the Water Authority discovered that the water in thousands of D.C. homes contains levels of lead exceeding federal standards. Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU reports.
Public health officials around the country have told their Washington, D.C. counterparts that they've never seen such high lead levels in water. Some are as high as 900 parts per billion. The federal limit is 15. The spike in lead levels in thousands of D.C. homes has prompted city health officials to visit the worst affected and offer blood tests to the most vulnerable occupants, pregnant women and young children. Health practitioners operate on the basis that blood lead levels of 10 micrograms and higher can cause developmental problems in children. But a recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests even levels below 10 can cause intellectual impairment. Lynn Stokes, who's in charge of Washington's lead program, says so far the department hasn't found many children with dangerous levels in those homes most at risk.
One child had a 14 microgram per deciliter blood lead level. Of that 175 homes above 300 parts per billion.
There's a history of problems with lead in D.C. In the last 4 years, about 8% of the district's children under six were found to have levels of 10 micrograms or higher. Officials think lead paint is the main culprit, but Stokes says other sources may be making the situation worse.
We believe that the water is contributing to that elevated blood lead level. Right now, it's not clear how much the water is contributing. Depends on many factors in the home regarding use of the water, what's the level of concentration of the lead in the water.
Stokes says to get a handle on the issue, the health department needs to collect more data.
Yay! Okay, I think I've got an arm.
Rick Amirowitz is getting his 15-month-old son Parker's blood tested at Georgetown University Hospital's pediatrics department after Parker's first test showed his blood lead level at 17 micrograms.
For my son, it was recommended to use tap water because of the fluoride, and we used it for his formula because he's bottle fed. Almost anything that he took had tap water in it.
Amirowitz says he paid for a private test of his water when he learned it would take weeks for the Water Authority to get to his house. The test came out fine, so he's still looking for an explanation of Parker's high lead level. Health department officials say their advisory, warning pregnant women and children under six not to drink the tap water in affected homes, will stay until they have enough data to justify removing it. Officials think the cause of the problem might be a chemical disinfectant the authority started using a few years ago, which could be causing lead to leach out of old pipes. There are plans to change the water chemistry in a few weeks in an effort to stop the leaching, but they say it'll take much longer before they're sure they understand the root cause of the problem. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.